Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on radio. Just kidding, I'm being an ass. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, for our Hispanic sisters and brethren out there. That's numero uno. We are also getting syndicated on the following. Hold on, I gotta put my glasses on for this shit. And my lashes are too big, so they don't quite go on. It looks a little weird. It looks like one of those old school marms. I don't know what's going on here. We're syndicated on a lot of shit. So many things now. And they changed it on us, so now it's even more stuff. So, like, I gotta remember it all. It's fucking nuts. I'm telling you. Knuckin' futs. Let's see. We are syndicated on the following. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, TuneIn, Stitcher, Radio Line, and Spotify. And Blog Talk Radio and a bunch of other fucking shit. I don't goddamn know. We're everywhere. Anywhere you can find us. Look up Jenny's Real Talk in the Block, asshole. Look up Jenny's Jennifer DeVoe. Look up James Muse. Look up Jenny and the Muse. I don't fucking, there's no as much shit. Get Real Global Entertainment. Those are the wonderful people that are sponsoring this program right now. I don't know who Get Real Global Entertainment is, but God, they're fucking awesome. Oh, wait, that's us. Never mind. Yeah. Fuck it. Can't laugh at yourself. Who can you laugh at? Everyone else. Exactly. That's women. Everyone else. All right. We are in the house today with some awesome people.
Yes.
That I am very privileged and honored to manage. Fuck yeah. Some of my brightest, my best artists right here. We've got Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Hello.
Yeah.
Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten.
Meow.
And the wonderful Lady Cinder. She'll burn you alive. She plays with fire. That's the joke.
Fire.
You can see her at Burning Man this year. Huh?
Mm. She'll be
spinning the fire.
Fire. What is that, a music festival?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
It's out in the middle of the fucking desert. They literally burn some big fucking man thing. It's like a...
Oh, like a wooden statue?
Yeah, it's like a big fucking thing, and they burn it. And damn. It's, and so it became Burning Man. And
so it's like who's like, this is the rock festival?
Well, yeah, goth, rock, metal, auto. It's weird. It's kind of...
Different types of music, yeah, just a big festival?
You wouldn't find Michael Jackson there if he was alive. I'm just going to say that. But you might find some other shit. Maybe Avenged Sevenfold might play that type of thing. Maybe. No.
So it's more like EDM.
Oh, EDM techno type.
Bass music.
Bass music.
More, okay. It's like goth, a lot of goth, industrial, like that kind of stuff.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Hmm.
A lot of EDM, though.
Yeah, a lot of EDM.
More tech, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
DJs and stuff.
Interesting.
How long is it?
You might see like Skrillex.
Get up there on that mic. What'd you sit up far back from the mic for him? Don't be scared. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Stop being shy, my bad.
Please, when the fuck are you ever shy? Jesus Christ. You're on goddamn stage with almost no clothing on and fucking spinning fire.
Right.
You know, the next thing you need to do, you need to have tassels already that spin around and they're on fire. You light them on fire and they're going like this. And I just came up with that. I don't even know where that came from, and she already had it. See what I'm saying? This bitch is on it. She knows what's up.
I was even thinking maybe getting the tassels and putting them on my butt and twerking, right?
That would be awesome.
Oh my god.
Yes, yeah. She's going to booty.
You so went.
Yeah, she's going to really
make
yeah.
one tassel like a tail.
I can't even speak now because I just envisioned it and
so
I
now
went.
I want the tail.
Now I can't talk. You got me all excited. Why did you do that? God damn it.
Sorry, not sorry.
You know where we should go after this? Star Garden.
Yeah.
No, we'll get some food too, but you know what I mean. But
well, I mean, they are open.
If you want to go, we go get some food or some shit. But I was just saying because I really want to do that.
It's awesome. The whole venue is fucking amazing.
So I came up with this name and I've been talking to them about it. And you know, I think they thought I was joking, but I'm really not. I said Real Sin Productions. I thought it was a great name.
Not bad.
The whole mixture of Get Real and the Sin line, the whole, you know, you guys are, you know, Voodoo Sin, you know, Lillian Sin. It's all sin. I mean, you know, fuck it. I might as well know.
It could work.
Jesus Christ, why not?
Why not?
That's why I said me and Lillian went into business together. We were like, fuck this. We're going to have our own little thing. Real Sin Productions. We could do our own little weirdo, strangeo, off the side shit. It's a division of Get Real Global Entertainment.
And on they went.
And what's the name of your company? What do you guys call your entity? I know you're Mortis, the Devil's Reject, but what do you have? Like, do you have like a brand? You know what I mean? Like, what's your?
Basically, since it's out of my studio, it's just 13 Dead Studios.
Yeah.
I love it. See, 13 Dead Studios.
Which is perfect because it's fucking the title badass. Track of the yeah. album coming out.
So. Exactly. I love it. That's what I'm saying. You've got like a whole concept going on. You got like, you know what I'm saying? You got the fucking.
I'm getting ready to make about.
And what is her name, Lillian?
This is Annie.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
How you doing?
What's up, motherfucker? Give me a high five. All right. Fuck yeah. We got Annie in the house.
Annie makes her way around.
I love it.
I'm making a bunch of these and a bunch of other little ones.
Make them
so awesome.
And we're making smaller ones,
oh
and they're called
God.
My Little Helpers.
You need to
get
her a
helpers.
Knife.
It's so awesome.
Well, you make her a little knife.
Put a little.
The best thing about this doll and the ones like these are is they decay on their own through time.
What?
Oh shit!
What?
Yeah, when I first make them,
you
get a perfectly brand new doll.
What is it?
And then as you have it, it'll decay on its own through time. And when you felt it's decayed too much, you bring it back and get it free facelift.
That's fucking badass. See, you got ideas for everything.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, and that's one of the many reasons why I manage these fuckers and why I'm friends with them, because they're smart and they know what the fuck they're doing. Concept. I love it.
Dumb luck.
Conceptual art. Dumb luck that I found you. Thank you, Nathan Young of Young Blood Productions.
Yeah. My boy, Nathan.
We love you. If it weren't for you and your, well, Jellyfest. Jello Fest, what, the first one?
The first one
we saw. Wait, that's when we met you guys?
Yeah.
You guys were playing out there at the Sage restaurant and lounge and whatnot.
That was last year, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But now we're going to be back.
Crazy, yeah. Huh?
They're coming back August 3rd.
I feel like I've known you for years, but like...
I have a bestie that like, I've known since high school that looks just like you, and you have the same name.
I feel honored. I need to meet her because she sounds really badass. And not just because she looks like me and has my name, but she sounds badass. Anyway, anyone with the name Jennifer is badass. Unless you're a total douchebag.
You know like, any Jennifers that are douchebags?
J-Lo.
How do you know? You know J-Lo.
She seems like a douchebag. Puts those little fucking dogs in her purse and other fucking shit. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah,
I mean, she just...
Oh, really?
They made fun of her horrible on fucking South Park, man. That...
Oh. Hello, Jennifer Lopez.
No, it's... Jennifer Lopez. I'm Jennifer Lopez. Tacos, burritos. Remember that? I'm sorry. That's one of my favorite episodes of South Park.
Horrible.
Open! You make me so wet!
Oh, no, Ben. No,
open! Oh. Open! Ben!
Cartman's got some serious issues.
It was Cartman, and his hand was Jennifer Lopez.
Oh boy,
split personality.
Yeah. He split personality. He had like he went it's Jennifer Lopez, and it was on his hand. And the real Jennifer Lopez found out about it and just came and beat the fuck out of his hand.
Yeah,
like baseball, like beat him with a bat.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you are what? Suck my culo, chica, and stuff like that. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
What?
Big old badonkadonk and shit. What's going on with that? They really made her ass look big on that cartoon. That was bad.
The new seasons are even
funnier. I know. I just watched them. I was like, it's just wrong anyway. We need to make you guys characters on South Park. You'd be the new goth kids at school. You know how they have those like fucking those emos and the goths and all them? They all hang out and they go. You know that one with the curly hair? The black curly hair goes. He's really skinny. I'm like, what the fuck?
So I guess that would make me like the pyro goth.
Yes, you'd be pyro goth. We're gonna make a little goth. We should write to Trey and Matt. Like, these three need to be fucking characters on goddamn South Park.
Right.
That would be so badass. Oh, you and you're like the little you, like a little version, little child version of you, but with a tongue ring and the nose ring and the fucking hair and the whole nine yards and the kitty ears and all the shit. And you look just like you, but as a kid.
Oh, God.
A South Park.
You'd be like
kid.
A full on gothed out Wendy.
I could imagine.
Oh, that would be so badass.
That would happen. I'd be a mixture of Cartman and Tolly.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. I would. So remember the episode where he killed that it was Scott Tenorman's dad?
Oh my God. How's your chili, Scott?
How's your chili, Scott? Doesn't it taste really good? Your tears taste so good. What the fuck is he doing? Creepy little bastard. Killed some dude's parents just because the kid tormented him.
Oh.
Sold him some pubes.
Yeah.
Told him that's how you get pubes is you get it from somebody else and you glue it on yourself.
Yeah.
Murdered his parents and put him in the chili.
He literally murdered the dude's parents. But no, it was how he murdered the dude's parents.
Oh,
he tricked the dude and the dude's parents and saying some pony was getting abused on some farm or some shit. And so the parents went out there to save the pony and this fucking farmer who shoots on sight. Without question, came out, killed the parents. Cartman dragged the parents off, cut them all up, made them into chili, and then served the chili to the kid.
Not only
his
did
parents,
his own parents to him.
But he made it into an entire chili cook off.
Oh, yes, yes. And he made it a chili cook off with a competition and the whole nine yards. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cartman's fucking evil.
Yeah, the kid thought he had one on Cartman because he put pubes in the chili, too. And he's like, how's the pubes taste? He goes, pubes taste great.
But really, it was Chef's chili.
Yeah,
he switched it.
He got him good.
Yeah, that was bad.
Cartman's got issues.
Yeah, but he made that child cry. He killed his own pink. That's just horrible.
Damn.
But anyway, crazy shit.
Everyday life.
Let's see. This Friday. Speaking of creepy shit, I'm just kidding. This Friday night, go see Orgy play at the Whiskey A Go Go. I know we'll be there.
Yeah.
Shouts Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon, the whole guys, like, you know, Carlton Bost, our buddy Carlton. We love Carlton. Shout out to Erica Vincent, the photographer that travels with them.
Oh,
that's one of my friends also. Shout out to Nick Speck. I believe Creighton Emmerich is still traveling with them, and I'm not sure who they have as the drummer right now, if it's still. That guy from the one band we were dealing with in February. I can't remember. I don't remember if it's or not still, but
okay.
They've had a couple. Yeah, they're awesome.
I played with them about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Back when we were doing other shows and touring.
We're going to go. Lou asked us to come on Friday night to cover their set, so we're going to.
Nice.
I get out of work at 10, so I'm rushing the fuck over there. I'm making sure I bring an extra t-shirt and all that stuff. Get over there and see them play. They go on around 11 or so. So I'll be there in time for this to see them. And that's the only reason I'm going is to see them. I don't really.
Are you going back again on Saturday?
No.
No?
No. What are they playing on Saturday too?
Madness.
Oh, you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's right. You guys got so many fucking shows. Right? I can't keep track of them all. I manage like 12 goddamn people. Between bands, manages, Jesus Christ, so many things. So many shows going on. You guys are playing this Saturday. Who are you playing with, and what time are you guys going on?
Tim Skold is on his solo tour right now.
Skold.
And Echo Black is opening for them.
Okay.
And R. Frankenstein will be on.
Oh, I love R. Frankenstein. Yeah, shout out to Ryan Laney. What's up, Ryan, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Ryan Frankenstein.
Luna 13 will be
performing. Oh, Luna 13's good,
they're
too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And Iron Kills.
Okay, I think I've heard of Iron Kills. I
don't know who they are, but they look pretty good.
Yeah? Okay, well, check them out.
And there's one where I think Thread.
I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got, but you, and so you guys are on at what time? You said it on 9:15? Okay. I mean, that's a good spot. It's not too bad. That's not really a bad, yeah. That's a good spot, though.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Yeah.
You want that.
Yes, because I would like to have more people there that are trying to get to the event.
Yeah.
Make sure they're there, and then you look out, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good spot to have, because, like a lot of these other people get shoved on at, like, whatever time, 6, 7, fucking 8, you know what I mean? So you started off on that route, huh? Right. When most bands, I noticed they start at the bottom.
And
then they kind of, well, no, it's true. It's cheaper. The earlier it is. Well, I don't know, man. My band, Black Sabbath, female fronted Black Sabbath tribute band there. They're playing October 26th with fucking Quiet Riot. And they're on at like 8 o'clock, and they had to pay $1,200.
Yeah,
damn,
that's
quite
it was ridiculous.
It's assessed to some of the bands, and
I'm just saying $1,200 was a bit much because my band, when I managed Satanic Johnny, I don't manage them anymore, just because they went on to bigger and better things, which is awesome, mm-hmm. and I wish them all the luck in the world, and I want them to go on to bigger and better things. Because when I know that a band has outgrown me as their manager, that means that they're going to that next level, and I'm okay with that. That's not going to hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. I want you to progress. That's why I was your starting manager, okay? I'm going to get you where you need to be, and maybe I can't take you further than that. Maybe that's as high as I can go right that minute because I'm not bigger myself yet.
Or we just drag
the bigger I get. Okay, that's cool. Or when I get bigger, I'll drag your guys with me. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Whoever gets big first, just drag each other. I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
Get big.
Get big.
Or drag.
And drag me. Anyway.
Wow.
Nice. I'm sorry.
I like where this is going.
You got sex in the room. You got sex in the room, for the love of Christ. You expect me not to comment
this
on that
like
shit?
A job for Cheddar Boy.
So let's see. So Friday night, Orgy's playing at the Whiskey. We've got a show tomorrow night at the Five Star Bar. Let's see who all's playing. I've got Lust and Lies is playing. Lust and Lies. Mm. Yeah. I've got Worldwide Panic. Worldwide Panic's a really good metal band.
Sounds like all my exes.
Right? Worldwide Panic, Lust and Lies.
Lust and Lies.
Yeah.
Rust and Lies.
Yeah,
that sounds like my last.
Tomorrow night, Vitamin XP at 8:30. Band of Family. They're from up around, like, I think, Lancaster area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hard Rock. They're at 9:20. Worldwide Panic's at 10:10. Lust and Lies plays at 11. Next Monday, August 12th at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We need to get you guys on there.
We'll be talking about
I've
that.
I've got
too.
Upcoming. Spots.
We have something we
got to
talk about. So.
Okay, cool. I've got Fallen Fury at 10:30. Another band I manage. Worldwide Panic 11:30, and Sinistra Cabaret at 12:30 a.m.
Ooh,
boys.
Hell yeah!
We love Sinistra. Fantastic. Karim Ortega. We got Johnny Angel. Johnny up, Angel. Dude? I love when he does that. You know, he does the Black Terror and all that shit. Like, he's got the different bands. Selfish Sybil, Black Terror. And then we've got Sinistra Cabaret. So he's like, yeah. I love the many. I said one night we should do the Many Faces of Johnny. We're going to call it Here's Johnny. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll have the three different bands he's in and then play back to back to back.
That'd be a long
do like
night.
A Halloween
but do, yeah. But do him sing. Because he sings with two of the bands. So he goes sing, and then the third one, the Sinestro Cabaret, he plays the guitar, bass, whatever. So I used to go sing, bass, sing. See what I'm saying? Gives him a break in the middle. I got to figure it out. I have a plan. Let's see. Tuesday, August 20th at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. I got Delphic Sybil, 10:30. Lust and Lies plays 11:30. And Eden's Onslaught at 12:30 a.m. Nice. And then, of course, we got Jelly Fest 333 coming up on Friday, August 30th at the Sage Restaurant and Lounge.
You missed it last time, and you're going to miss it again this time.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to be at Burning Man during.
You know what I'll do? I'll see.
I'm filming the whole thing, so you can watch it later on.
I'll talk with Will and see if he'll like take a photo or say hi to you, and that way you'll kind of make up a little bit for not being there.
Yay.
Oh, talk to Bill?
Yeah, because she's going to be at Burning Man.
Yeah,
she's
I know. I'm going to do an interview with Bill. We'll have him say shout out to Cinder.
Yeah.
We'll record it for you, and we'll be like, he's going to say, this is Bill Mansbigger, and I'm saying hello to Lady Cinder. You know, we'll say so. We'll get him to say something. Okay. All right, here. But here, listen to this first.
In an age of disappointment and desperate for a hero comes the world's worst band with only one good song, unyielding in their fight to suck.
Have no fear, Green Jello is here.
Friday, August 30th at Sage Venue and Lounge.
6511 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier, California.
Youngblood Productions presents Jello Fest
333.
Starring Green Jello.
In the punk rock puppet show.
And an all experiment. Potty Mouth. Also featuring Dragon Shepherd,
Detour,
Mortis, featuring the Mortis Doll Dancers,
Way Too Stone,
Count Vine,
Hollywood Nightmare,
with the Dangerous D, Extreme Shock Sideshow. Get your tickets at AcropolisTickets.com. $20 in advance, $25 at the door.
You don't want to miss
Jello Fest 333, brought to you by Youngblood Productions.
Be there or be square.
I'm going to miss my boy D.
Friday, August 30th. We got some good artists, good bands.
Right?
Awesome.
Dangerous D is amazing.
I love Dangerous D.
I love
I know Darren. Oh, Darren is a fucking nut. Darren Malphy. What a fucking crazy motherfucker.
His tattoo that he gave me.
That's so awesome.
I love
Dangerous D is the shit.
He's the best.
We need to get him in some more of the our productions.
I just did a gig with him recently.
It was just the CIA thing fell through, and he had gone on tour. He had gone on tour during that time. Like he was able to do our first show, but then he had to go do stuff. And so like I wanted to get him back on some more stuff, but then that shit happens, whatever. And so now we're finding other venues that are gonna host what we want, so we're good to go. But I want to get Dangerous D on some more of our productions because he's badass.
He's a homie. He's awesome.
I love that dude.
I just worked Getty Mayer with him recently.
I met him. I met him at the Slipknot pop up event in November of 2017. It was the pop up event that KLOS had done at the Palladium in Hollywood, and I just saw this event thing on Facebook, and I was like, oh god, Slipknot, the pop-up event, and fuck yeah, and I was like, let's do this, and I couldn't get anybody to fucking go with me except for one person. Only one person would go with me, and that was one of my son's ex-girlfriends.
Oh, Kiara.
Shout out to Kiara.
Yeah.
She went with me. She's like, okay, mom, let's go, let's do this. So we went. She won a pair of two-day fucking festival passes. And I bought him off her for $20. So we went to Knotfest and Ozfest.
That's awesome.
Because of that. Yeah. So and then I met Darren at that pop up event, and we talked and stuff, and I gave him my card, and we talked about doing business and, you know, having him at some of our concerts and whatnot. And then I saw him again with the troupe at Knotfest. And then And then I started seeing him at Nathan's shit. So nice. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right.
So it took me a little longer than I wanted to finally get him on our... He's going to be on our radio show October 30th.
Awesome.
Ooh. I have him featuring him specifically. Nice. About him and his world.
We'll I actually met him performing at Dark Harbor. We were both performing.
He
was doing sideshow.
That's that Queen Mary thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I met him quite a few years That's ago awesome. There doing that.
See, it's a small world, isn't it? I mean, yeah. even with yeah. as big of the world as it is and all the different performers and all the people, there's so many fucking bands here, so many people, so much going on that...
The deeper you get into a scene, you realize it's really tiny.
Okay. It's smaller. Yeah, it's smaller than you think. You think it's really huge, but then you're like, wait a minute. Oh, you know that person? Oh, well, and I know that person.
It's
we don't,
crazy
we,
how different scenes kind of like overlap into each other.
Isn't
too.
It? It's weird. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
I know you from this scene, and I know you from this scene, but you guys know each other from like that scene.
Isn't
what?
That weird? Yeah. yeah. Well, let's see. I'm honored to manage you guys. I'm honored also to manage Potty Mouth. So again,
I love
those guys.
Mouth is
so,
awesome.
I'm glad that we can get him good. All you guys on, keep getting him on some of the different oh, yeah. productions like Nathan's and ours.
I got to figure out how to get a hold of the Will Turn because there's a show coming up in November. I really want to try.
Okay, well let's try it. Fuck it.
King Diamond is.
Perfect. Oh Jesus Christ,
oh,
King Diamond.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we need to try to get you on that shit.
Right,
that'd Definitely. Be badass. So let's see. Let's play a song. I want to play a song.
Yeah. Well, what do we start with what's going to be released on Spotify, iTunes, and all that, hopefully within the month. It's the title track, the video, 13 Dead.
Nice. Let's do some 13 Dead by Mortis, the Devil's Reject. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Fuck yeah. 13 Dead. We love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully soon it'll be on Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Amazon, all of that.
Nice. How did you get started in all this? What is your background as far as like
music?
Where did you come up with Mortis the Devil's Reject?
I was going solo from my last band, Vestal Sin.
Okay. So you were in an actual like band and then
Stage name Mortis Sin.
Okay.
And I got one band together and it was going to be called The Devil's Reject.
Okay.
And that had some issues. People weren't able to show up. Mm. And I got the idea. I was like, you know what? If this isn't going to work, I need to find a way to where I can write all the music, play all the music, record it, do what I need to do. And if I can't record it myself, find people who can record the certain things that I can't do myself, but I can write.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's how I came up with that idea. And from there, I started putting it out as Mortis.
Okay.
Well, the Mortis in Norway, which Goblin Guy, really awesome. I love his music. A lot of people would start asking if that was him. And I'm like, no, it's this and that.
Oh, so I got you.
I was like, how can I differentiate? I need to make myself stand out in my own. So I added the name of the band.
See, I like that, though. But it sounds good because it sounds like one person. Yeah, I mean, the Devil's Reject sounds more like one person, not a whole band.
The best part
like,
is,
band.
You know, sometimes you got to give a little idolization to those that inspire you. And, you know, Rob Zombie took White Zombie from the old White Zombie movie, and he always goes back to the old horror.
That's right.
So bring a modern day horror and put it all together. Plus, within my realm of where I've been, my music and stuff, I'm usually the outcast of everything.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like that even the devil doesn't want me right now, you know? So I'm the devil's reject.
That's badass. You know, I mean, I thank you for calling me Satan earlier. That was really cool. And I said, yes, and you're my reject. So there you go. It made sense. It made sense. I know. I've always felt like that myself. I've always been different. People didn't understand me. But my whole thing, after I got over myself, when I got in my 20s, you know, I used to care about people feeling like people's, like, what they thought of me or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then after a certain age, I was just like,
fuck it.
I really don't give a fuck.
Right.
I really don't care what these people think about me.
You get older and start
you don't even
if you don't like me the way I yeah exactly. So I love George Carlin. That's one of my favorite comedians. I mean,
you don't like George Carlin. There's something wrong with you.
No, I was just saying. You know, you get to a point. You know, people you don't hang around necessarily. You don't really communicate with. Why would you care what they think about you? They don't like you anyway.
Yeah, that's true. No, but it's like all these people you don't even know in life. Why do you care what they think? Because you don't know them.
I feel like Sam Kinison just screaming.
Oh, I fucking love Sam Kinison. I love all the
those
crazy
that don't
shit.
Know Sam Kinison. Go look him up.
Yeah, you need to.
Yeah.
Or oh my god,
you need Sam Kinison in your life.
Ford Fairlane.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Fucking
Hickory,
love that.
Dickory Dock.
This chick was sucking my cock. the clock struck two. Well, I dropped my goo and it kicked the bitch off at the next block. Oh. I always loved him.
I'm gonna go down to the store and I'm gonna oh.
I was listening to him as like I was like 14 or 15. Oh, I went over to Canada and I found a 2-cassette. It was a set. It was his comedy thing. And I found it. I went over to see my stepmother and I found that and I bought that bitch. I took it home and I used to sit there and listen to him, like his fucking comedy all day, all the time.
That's awesome.
People were like, what the fuck are you listening to? I was like, it's Andrew Dice Clay, bitch. You better learn.
Right. I like that. Was it Brain Smasher?
Yes, man. I love Ford Fairlane. Now, that was a great movie.
Ford Fairlane's freaking amazing.
You know, he's back.
Yes,
he's doing a comedy again.
He got a body lift, facelift, hair lift.
Yeah.
He looks
hair
great.
Lift.
I fucking love him. I fucking love Andrew Dice Clay. That's a badass motherfucker. All right, let's play another song. What do you want to play?
Well, we have this song here for Suicide Awareness, which we're going to be releasing a video hopefully towards the end of the year.
Okay.
All the proceeds for the single being sold at the time, the video, merchandise for it, will be giving to Mental Health Awareness.
Nice. I love it. I love that.
A couple of things going into it.
Especially with a lot going on lately. Yeah. This last few years has been really bad, especially for the music community.
This song's about one of my personal battles, and the song's called Gravebound.
Okay. I like that. Gravebound. Go check it out where music is sold. James Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio, Mortis the Devil's Reject.
Like
we're gonna play our last Mortis song before we head out. And then we're going to talk about where to find them on social media and their website and what concerts and things they've got coming up. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
We're going to be filming a movie video for this song in October. Yes.
And what's the name of this song? Introduce it.
The Night He Came to Town.
Ooh.
It sounds hot.
It's very sexy.
Very sexy. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Enjoy some Mortis, the Devil's Reject. Oh, creepy shit. I know, right?
Right. Everyday life.
Jinx. That was the one of the original people they thought was a vampire or some creepy shit. Yeah.
Elizabeth Bathory and Vlad the Impaler.
Yes, Vlad the Impaler.
The two original.
He sounded like a party guy, huh? He sounded like he was a lot of fun.
Party guy.
He sounded like he was a lot of fun. Putting all those heads on spikes out in the front of the fucking castle.
I actually got in school suspension because I wrote my hero report about Vlad the Impaler. In
fuck
like,
yes!
In like he's eighth grade.
The hero to his my hero.
Who's your hero? Who's
actually,
you
actually, Vlad the Impaler? He wasn't as bad as they. You know,
he was
his
fucking
people
brilliant.
Thought him as a saint. And
yeah, they did. Everyone loved him.
They was waiting for him to come back after death.
Yeah, yeah. That's how much he was loved. So get it right, assholes.
They were so afraid of him coming back that they buried his head separate from his body.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Christians. Well, no, just kidding.
Was,
I'm just kidding.
Was it the Orthodox Church? Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Catholics.
They're like, we don't want this motherfucker back. We're burying
just
his
kidding.
Body.
I'm just totally pissing off the entire religious community right now. I really don't care.
Oh, well.
My husband's an atheist. He doesn't give a fuck.
So dumb.
Anyway.
I don't think anybody
we
in
should
this
just
room
go
really
find
does.
His head and the body and just put them
put
all
back
together.
Yes. Right. And see what happens. Maybe
we
something.
Might
like, see if we can do some rituals, some crazy shit. Anyway. Where can people see you coming to a town near you? Coming
Glad
on
you
a town near
that.
You? No, sir. coming to some, something. Where can people see you?
Coming
in a town
this
near you?
Saturday at the Whiskey Go-Go, we're performing with Skuld and all the other people we mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Are Frankenstein, Luna 13, Iron Kills, Iron Black.
Great bands.
Echo Black.
All great bands.
Yes. And then we're going to be doing Jelly Fest.
Fuck yeah. August 30th, Friday.
And then sometime in September, as soon as I lock down a date, we're supposed to be doing a performance interview at a Doll Hut.
Mm.
So we're locking that
in. I'd like to get you at the Alley. I'm going to start doing a weekly podcast over there.
All right.
I'm talking to John Strand about that.
Keep me posted.
Yeah.
October, we're going to be doing a segment at a Fear Farm out in Victorville.
Nice.
And we're working out some specs. We might be performing at Petey's Place at the end of the October time, too.
Nice. Do I have you on any of my shows upcoming?
If I don't,
I need to get you the fuck on one.
We're trying to figure that one out.
What the fuck is wrong
25th,
with me?
But I got to make sure that everyone can do that is available. And
just bring these two and you're good to go.
Well, she's going to be
a Burning Man.
God damn it.
That's
all right.
Wow.
Well, at least bring Lillian. We just need Lillian.
Lillian
is the major one. She's the main one. She's,
but I do have Danny.
Yeah. Well, we're also going to be talking to Delaney soon.
Cool.
And Delaney's a good friend of mine.
I hear she's a little still jelly that we haven't brought her on yet.
Well, then we need to make her unjelly and bring her on. Let's make her unjelly.
What was it, like 2 weeks ago? I was like, how have you guys been? I miss performing with you guys.
Yeah, since I'm going to be gone at Burning Man, I have my girl Danny that I have performed with, and she's really good. She does fire and all that stuff, too. So.
All right, and where can people find you for social media, website,
I am
that kind
on
of stuff?
Facebook. Look me up under Mortis the Devil's Reject. Same with Instagram. If you go to my Facebook page, there is a link there for my Wix page, which is the actual website for Mortis the Devil's Rejects and information of Mortis dolls and everything to come. I have a YouTube, Mortis the Devil's Reject.
Fuck yeah.
And we got more things coming up that we're working on, along with different types of short films. And we're going to be doing live podcast, well, not live, but kind of a video podcast, YouTube shows, hopefully within the next couple of months.
That's badass. Let's get some shit together.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah.
We're just going to watch some horror movies, smoke a little, watch it, and, like, do Mystery Science 3000 to the horror films.
That's what I wanted to start doing. I wanted to start running. I wanted to start hosting horror movies at the cemetery.
Yes.
Like, once a month or something. Like, do, like, a thing. And we have, like, but I want it to be an Eat, See, Hear event. So we'll have food, we'll have bands, and we'll have a movie. So you watch a horror movie, you get to see bands, and you get to have some great food.
Nice.
So I want to do like a full eat, see, hear experience.
That'd be cool.
Nice. That's what I'm working on. So one of my many fucking projects.
I have a new song, by the way.
Fuck yeah.
It's a cover.
Sweet.
And I'm debuting it this weekend at the Whiskey.
Ooh, cover of what? You can't say nothing. Okay, so we're not saying nothing. So you need to go see them at the Whiskey on Saturday night. They'll be at 9:15 p.m. Whiskey a Go-Go in West Hollywood, California. I would be there, but I have to work my regular stupid goddamn crappy day job.
I'll play it at the Green Jelly Show since
okay, I'm good, because I'm switching for that. I'm trying to switch my shifts for that one.
We might do a video for it too, depending.
Because I don't get out till 10 p.m. or else I would be there. You know I would be there.
Yeah.
The only reason I can make Friday night to see orgies because they don't play till 11 or after 11. That's the only reason I can even see them Friday night. But go see Friday night. We'll see you at the Whiskey. And then go see these guys on Saturday night at the Whiskey, 9:15. And then come check us all out at Green Jelly. So the Jelly Fest, yes. 333. On Friday, August 30th, at the Sage Restaurant and Lounge out in Whittier, California. We will all see you there.
If any bands see us and want to play with us or anything like that, just hit us up. Easy to contact.
You
want to
play with us?
Come play with us.
Come play with us.
Please. All right. We want to thank Mortis, the Devil's Reject, and the Mortis Dolls, or a couple of the Mortis Dolls, at least. The main two, in my opinion, of the Mortis Dolls. Can't miss them. They're awesome. Look at this.
They got some other stuff coming up they do on their own, too. Some burlesque shows and other stuff.
We're part of a burlesque troupe called the Untamed Babes Burlesque.
Nice. I like that.
We're based out in the AV.
Nice.
So we do a lot of shows out in Lancaster area. We're currently looking for a new LA venue. So anybody wants to book an awesome burlesque show in LA, let us know.
I've got some stuff I need.
I believe the next show for the babes is August 24th, which is my birthday.
And I'll be
Yay!
So, if you guys want to come out to the AV in Lancaster, get away from
August
the city.
August 24th. What day of the week is that on?
It's a Saturday. Yeah. And it's my birthday. You guys can come hang out and celebrate my birthday.
The theme is 8-bit
babes.
It'll
have to be after work.
So it's like video game nerdy themed.
We'll have to come over. We'd have to come over after after I get out of work.
But if you want to see the both of us before she goes to Burning Man, and you can't come on Saturday, but you better make it Saturday at the Whiskey. We're both performing the 17th.
Okay.
In Orange County.
Oh yeah, Batcave.
Oh yeah, Batcave. We love Batcave.
Yeah, August 17th, and it's the Villains Ball. So you come as your favorite horror villain or your favorite like comic villain.
Oh goddamn, I gotta
do
that.
She's going to be spitting fire and stuff.
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I'm getting a note on my screen here. All right, come see all their shows. Mortis Devil's Reject, the Mortis Dolls. Go check them out. We'll be coming to a town near you. All right. Anyway, Jenny, out of here till next week. We don't know who the fuck the guest is, but we'll be back. Come see us tomorrow night at the 5-Star Bar. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.